It's a week since Storm Éowyn ravaged parts of the country, tearing roofs from houses, flattening trees and power lines, and leaving hundreds of thousands of people without electricity and water. Later on in the programme, we'll be hearing from families and from a business in Galway still without power. But first, our reporter Joe Caulfield has been speaking to some of those worst affected. For one primary school of 34 pupils and three teachers in Rin Whale in County Galway, the extent of the damage to the building was so catastrophic, children will be going to class next week in the dressing rooms of the local community hall. Barbara Warbout is principal of Tully Primary School.
The main school, I suppose, I looked at the walls and noticed that they had moved, I suppose, the only way I can put it. And then the cracks began to show. The tiles on the roof were lifted, possibly. I don't know. Definitely moved. There's water coming in now. And the structure of the building just is very vulnerable. Certainly not safe to have staff or our children in there. And we won't be going back in really now until we're told it's safe to do so.
What are the arrangements now for getting the kids back into school next week? Where will you be going?
At the moment, there's a team getting the dressing rooms in the local hall ready. The away team and the home team rooms are being painted, carpeted, coat hangers put up for children, but we don't have broadband. We don't have any of the luxuries we would have in school. Space being the first thing. We also don't have any outdoor play area. They'll be cooped up together, you know, in two dressing rooms for I don't know how long, really. Could be a couple of months. It could be shorter. We don't know.
How long will it be that they've been out of school by the time they get back into a classroom?
They'll have been out 6 days due to the storm. So it's a long time for them. And, you know, there's bound to be a little bit of anxiety over where they're going. I'm hoping to have a couple of hours on Sunday when we're finished and we have everything ready in the hall to invite the parents and the kids in to have a look around, to have a cup of tea, to show them that it won't be as scary for them, hopefully, as they might have thought, you know.
Have you had any communication with the Department of Education and what sort of a steer have they given you on this?
I have literally only today been able to send them an email because we've had such problems with our power, and I suppose I just got an automated response for now.
What sort of a response and action would you like in order to get your kids back into their school?
I want to see people. I don't want emails. I don't want phone calls. I want department representatives down to tell me what to do because this is just overwhelming. There's only so much that a board of management and a principal can carry. I need the department to put the plan in place and to help us and support us.
And you were listening there to Barbara Warbout, the principal of Tully Primary School, and she was speaking to Joe Caulfield.